What can I do with you, Judah? Your piety is like a morning cloud, like the dew that early passes away. For it is love that I desire, not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. It's challenging to reflect on today's gospel and this passage from Hosea, especially during divided times like these. Here in Lent 2021, doesn't love feel like a sacrifice? Love brings us closer to God, obviously, but as it does, it also brings us closer to one another. Where the product of love is unity, the product of so much of our piety is division, exclusion, and judgment. Love is messy. Love is hard. But real, authentic love does not damage, bruise, or destroy. Yes, love requires a certain kind of shibboleth, but it's not found in a rubric, and it doesn't care how I hold my hands, or how deep my profound bow is, or how much soda I give up. Love requires us to let go. Its shibboleth is for us to get over ourselves. This loss of control and bending of self doesn't come naturally to us, or at least it doesn't come naturally to me. But when it happens, when we are poured out, when we give of ourselves, when we make room for others, when we listen, when we abandon judgment and instead practice accompaniment, it might cost us our ego, but it gains us a kingdom. And that's no real sacrifice at all.
Ubi caritas, flourish, grow in us goodness, that we may care. For in our giving we share in God's love poured out for all.
Ubi caritas, ubi caritas et amor, the charity and love God is there. In our care for all, we live this call to wash each other's feet. Ubi caritas, Deus ibi est, ubi caritas.
May we be comfort in times of sorrow. May we bring healing to those in pain. For in our giving we share in God's love poured out for all.
Teach us to